Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. And we're not trying to sell you a product or solicit a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Not interested.
Okay. Would that be a little interested or not interested at all?
Not interested at all.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes of the survey, do you define your racial classification as African-American or black, white, Hispanic, Asian?
White.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and thinking about the conditions of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
Of what?
The conditions of public school buildings. Would that be very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
Okay, not at all satisfied. Okay, sir, and do you think that improving, you know, and maintaining the condition of the school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
It's very important.
Very important, okay. And when you hear, you know, your friends and neighbors and coworkers discuss the quality of public school, public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
Very little.
Very a little confidence, okay? All right, sir, and if the New Orleans Public School had, you know, a 20-year millage renewal proposition, you know, on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
And vote for it.
Okay. Would that be definitely or just probably?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you, two statements. Tell me which one, you know, best reflects your views. Because of the rise, you know, in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage, you know, renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving school buildings for the future generations should continue to be a priority.
I think the second one.
Maintaining and preserving school buildings, right, for the future generation.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir. Now, voters, you know, are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, can you tell me if you would strongly influence, you know, somewhat influence just a little, or not at all influence to support a 20-year millage renewal for the, you know, for public schools, where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities? The first one says, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, influence you a little bit, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Would that influence you strongly or not at all? Or just a little bit?
It would influence me strongly.
Okay, strongly influenced. Okay, learning that the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little bit, or not at all?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay, learning that the money is allocated to every school, every public school in the city.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Would that was strongly influenced somewhat, a little bit, or not at all?
Strongly.
Okay, learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Would that strongly influence you somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, learning that that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that strongly use, strongly influence somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
A lot. Okay, strongly. All right, sir, and learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Would that make you strongly influence, somewhat influence, a little, or not at all?
A little.
A little influence. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So I'm almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time. Okay. I only have a few more questions. We should be done. Now that we have talked about, the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on this ballot, that would, preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045. Would you definitely vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably vote for it.
Probably vote for it. Okay. All right, sir, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for a statistical purpose. Are you anyone in the household, a parent or of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public Schools,
No.
New Orleans Public School? What about a teacher at a New Orleans Public School?
No.
A staff member or administrator
No.
of the New Orleans Public School or, okay, so none of that, right? All right.
None of that.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Are you 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
61 and above.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And stop me when you hear the last grade that you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school like law or medical?
Some college.
Okay, some college. Okay, all right. All right, sir, and do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Own, okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you.